Good evening. If we could take our seats and get going. I'd like to welcome everyone to the study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, June 1st, 2009. We'll begin by reviewing tonight's agenda for our regular council meeting. Page 2. We have two public hearings, I see. Okay. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, on 8F, I just wanted to point out some highlights of 8F since we're not discussing it.
Okay.
This is a huge item for Mesa. It's a great example of, well, first of all, for those who may not know, it's solar electric generation equipment, which is actually going to be produced in Mesa at, I think they chose who we're picking from, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, Soul Focus, and who employs 150 people with a $7.5 million annual payroll. They've had over $10 million of investment in Mesa. You know, it's going to be solar generating, which will actually put diversify the city of Mesa's solar generating capability, or solar, the type of portfolio we have for the city of Mesa electric utility. Mm-hmm. And it will be the first, where we'll be the regional leader, we'll be the first city that's actually producing solar electricity that we're actually using. And it's a key example of public-private partnerships, because it will be owned by the city of Mesa, but it will be available for schools to go by and see how solar power is utilized and built and produced, that type of thing. So it'll also be a showcase for one of our employers in Mesa.
And it's providing electricity to Red Mountain Park.
Oh, and it's producing electricity to Red Mountain Park. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor.
Let me see. Oh, okay. Anything else on page 7? Page 8? And page 9. I would like to point something out on page 9 as it talks about modifying rates. I was approached by somebody who, once again, took us to task for our electric utility rates. I guess when they see modifying, there are many people who automatically believe that that's an increase and that somehow it magnifies the supposed difference between Mesa City electric rates and Salt River Project electric rates. And if I remember correctly, and just so I can make sure that I get this right, we are modifying electric utility rates, but consistent with both the previous and this council's restated policy, our residential rates shall be as much as possible uniform with the SRP rates. And the way we're moving now, we might even be slightly below SRP rates. The commercial, this is actually modifying to reduce certain commercial rates. So we are not looking to increase electrical utility rates at all. We are actually looking to lower some commercial rates. And even after this year of holding steady on our electrical rates, we will be in consistent with SRP, so that someone on two sides of the street who has City of Mesa electrical rates and someone who has SRP electrical rates should not see significant differences in their rates. They will be as uniform as we possibly can make that. An accurate statement, Mr. Brady? Okay. I just wanted to clarify that, because I had a couple of inquiries after the last study session on that one particular item. I'm sorry? Oh, and by the way, yes, on all these, thank you, Councilmember Richens. On all these, there's an assumption that somehow the City of Mesa raises rates and adjusts rates so we can somehow take more money out of the electrical and other utility operations to feed the general fund. And once again, consistent with policies that were made previously, and this council has agreed to continue those policies, those transfer amounts have been frozen so that regardless of what our rates are, we are not using any additional monies from our utility operate and other operations to fund general fund operations. In other words, if we have a deficit or a drop in revenues in the general fund, the normal operations, police, fire, and other things of this city, we are not making up for that difference by adjusting our utility and utility rates, solid waste rates, those things. That is a policy that the city has now been following for the last couple of years.
Yes.
And was last year the first?
That might be correct. That's
but we've right. agreed that we're going to continue that on in the future. And the reason for that is, once again, that we look first to our discipline, and we establish a discipline, which means that we're not looking for this. In our way, it would be a mini bailout, where we could simply increase utility rates to cover for shortfalls, and we, as a city, have agreed, and as a council have agreed, that that's not the kind of discipline or lack of discipline that we want. We want to be clear that we have established a baseline for fiscal discipline that would say that we're going to live within our means, and we've established what those means are, and we're not going to change those simply by increasing a rate to cover a deficit elsewhere. If there are increases in rates, they are meant to either cover essential capital projects and the costs related to those, or to maintain sufficient reserve balances that will enable us to make sure that our utilities are financially stable and are prepared for any kind of changes in the future. That an accurate summary?
Greg, Aaron, I would say that the majority of the rate increases that are being experienced in the natural gas, wastewater, and water utilities is most directly related to the capital improvement program, whether it's funding existing current capital or funding the debt service for those different utilities. That is the majority of what the rate increases.
And as we heard in previous council meetings, those capital projects, a lot of it is ongoing maintenance. You know, for example, there was a major project that I think everyone who drove down University saw, replacing wood poles with steel and concrete poles. And if, you know, it was timely that the week before that we had the microburst that blew out a whole line of wood poles along Gilbert Road that were SRP. We're not – thank you, Mr. Friedland.
Yeah, just be clear. Whose poles
were those? SRP.
But we've had that experience ourselves.
everyone who has wood poles.
We did on University about yeah. 6 years ago.
And the idea is that we want to plan for that, and that creates obviously not only a service interruption potential but a serious safety hazard. And, you know, we still keep having microbursts and those kind of things which wreak havoc with wood poles. So, you know, that's a good example of a type of capital project that is paid for with the rates that electric users pay. And we have the same thing with sewer lines and with water lines and with things like that. Okay. Did I do okay, Councilman Richards? Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Okay. Nothing else on page 9. All righty. Next item, hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Do we have any reports? Nothing since last Thursday. Good. I'm sorry? No, we have not. Why don't you talk about that? We have not talked about the Kaboom.
The Kaboom and Home Depot Foundation and many of their vendors and hundreds of volunteers that I found out later have come from all around the country have descended on Mesa and presumably shopping and eating in Mesa, which is an added bonus. But a total of $300,000 in grants was awarded to two parks in Mesa, Park of the Canals, which is located on Horn between Brown and McKellips, and Beverly Park, which was an undeveloped parcel that we've had in the city's ownership for quite some time, on Beverly near Main Street and between Main and 2nd Street, I believe, near Alma School. But they were busy as bees today, prepping the Beverly Park site for the main installation, which will be on Wednesday. And the Park of the Canals site was completed on Thursday and became open to the public on Sunday afternoon after all the cement dried. And it is absolutely stunning what they came and did. The volunteers were really enthusiastic in their efforts, and they were swarming around. It was unbelievable how many were there. And I want to give a heartfelt thank you to our Parks Department, who coordinated much of the activity, to Bert Millett and his neighborhood, which helped raise some matching funds that were required. He showed great leadership in his neighborhood in helping to bring a good quality park back to the Park of the Canals. And they revitalized the entire park, cleaned up the Brinton Gardens there, and painted several other structures, and it was just absolutely amazing what they pulled off there. So thank you to Home Depot Foundation and Kaboom and all of their vendors, and encourage you to go over to Home Depot and buy some stuff, especially the one in Riverview, which is quite nice. But anyway, that process will be repeated again on Wednesday at Beverly Park. And so if you feel a need to volunteer and your kids are sitting around bored, take them to work. Show up over at Beverly Park and help put in a playground. Thanks.
And as it was explained to me, the best, most comparable description is it's sort of like an extreme makeover for a park.
Exactly.
And that's how significant the changes are in many ways. Great. Thank you, Councilmember. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we do have a study session this week at 7:30 a.m. And that our next council meeting won't be till June 22nd. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Entertain a motion to adjourn. Vice Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Second by Councilmember Summers. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. We'll meet upstairs in about 15 minutes. Thank you.